What is up, everyone? I have returned back to my podcast. I'm now going by Matty Moshes because I'm linking it to a website that you will soon know about. But all of my episodes from Mosh Time will stay the same, and I'm just taking them over to my new website. But yeah, so today I've got a cool band out of Italy called Keep In Touch. And with me, I have Matt and Tiziano. Are you guys there? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hi.
Hi, everybody. Hello.
Perfect. I'm glad. The first time I called them, for some reason, they couldn't hear me. So I told them Anchor was a little sketchy. But yeah, I'll be moving my stuff to SoundCloud eventually. But yeah, so you guys are from Italy. Talk about the pop punk scene there.
Well, in Italy, there are a lot of cool bands, like Where Everyone Left, Last Confidence. I don't know if you already know them.
Yeah, but, I've heard.
They are the bigger bands in Italy, basically.
And you should definitely check them out because a lot of Italian bands are a bit underrated because the Italian scene is not really considered in other countries, but it's really valid.
And also the singer of Why Everyone Left is our producer, so
yes produced all our songs and he has done a nice job. I guess
he's a nice guy.
So in regards to the scene there, how many people, so for a local show, talk about one of the bigger bands that you guys just mentioned, how many people would show up to one of those gigs?
Well, I guess something like
maybe 4,000?
400.
That's not too bad.
Yes, 400 people, yes.
Okay, that's pretty good. So now you guys have actually been together as a band
for 3 years, yes.
2 or almost 3 years?
Yes.
Okay, you guys just dropped a single last Train Home, right?
Yes.
Okay.
But to be honest,
why don't you guys talk about that a little bit?
Yes, to be honest, it's we are together in the actual formation. We have been me, Tiziano, Giorgio, Nico, and Gabriele just for the last 2 years, and we have released our first EP, which is called Hopes and Regrets, in September of 2017, and we have released two singles this year, one in March, which is called Nights and Warm Sheet, and the other one, which is actually the latest one, Last Train Home, 2 weeks ago. And we have recorded this song in May, and because this year we didn't want to write a new EP because we were not ready. So we decided we decided to record just these two singles and to record a new EP next year.
So how many songs are featured on the EP?
Three songs.
Okay. Yeah. And
so in the next one, there will be something like 4 or 5 songs. We are not sure about it yet.
So would you guys, if you guys planned on doing an album, would you combine those two EPs, feature a few of those songs on there, or would you create entire new songs for an album?
Maybe we combine this EP and the album.
Okay. Just this the next one that you're doing, or the 3-song EP?
Yes, we don't have a plan on doing an album in this year, but we will do another EP, maybe for 4 or 5 songs, and playing this song. The objective of this is to play these songs a lot in Italy.
Okay. So as far as music being what I'm assuming is a big part of the both of your lives, because I mean you're in a band. What kind of role, how did music come into your life, and how did you guys get into pop punk?
It was Tiziano's idea, because yes. I didn't I was not into pop punk before I knew him, but then he came to me, and because we are the two founder members of this band, and he told me that he wanted to start this project. So we, and this was the main genre he was interested in. And well, I started to listen to it, and I found out. Yes, I did it. And so a couple of years ago, we decided to create start this project. Band. Yes.
Yes. Basically, me and Matt, we had a band some years ago. This band broke up, and we created...
actually, Tiziano, it's a Green Day's Addicted fan.
Yes.
Okay.
Since I know him, he has always been a...
I've seen them two times, one in Rome and one in Bologna. And I really like Billy Joe Armstrong, Green Day, Blink-182. Is the Blink-182 and Sum 41 are the band that lead me to this kind of music.
So those bands are your inspirations, like
Blink-182, Sum 41, and Green Day after.
And do you feel like a lot of the music that you guys write instrumentally and lyrically, do you find inspiration in those bands, or do you have other bands?
Well, we also have other bands, like more actual bands like Neck Deep, State Champs, and
As It Is.
As It Is, yes.
Maybe a little bit of 5 Seconds of Summer in the first album.
Maybe.
Album, yes.
Okay. So earlier, when I was looking up some questions to ask you guys, I came across this this website that gave me these questions, and I'm going to ask them, and I have no idea. I can't even guess what you guys would reply to these. So, okay, I want an answer from both of you on these. So what is your least favorite type of music?
Well, I don't know. Maybe... let me think. I don't know, because I like old music. Maybe
rock music.
I don't really like. I don't know.
I don't really like rock.
You don't like rock.
Me too.
That's interesting.
I like some artists, some rappers, but in general, I don't like rock and trap maybe, but there are some exceptions.
Would you consider Green Day punk rock though?
Not anymore, because the last album was not very pop punk, and Billy Joe Armstrong said in some interviews that with the last album he wanted to kill the pop punk word. So I don't think.
Oh, I did hear that. Yeah.
So the last album it isn't very very pop punk, but the beginning of the band and it's really the main genre of they founded the genre.
Yes, basically. They did. They really
with,
did.
With Blink-182 and
yeah. I agree. So, okay, here's another one. Do you know the lyrics to all the songs that you like?
Yes. Because I am the singer, so I have to know it.
All the songs that we like, maybe, yes.
Like State Champ songs?
Yes.
You know all the words?
We play through the sea.
Yeah. I saw them. I've seen them like 3 times, and they opened with Remedy.
Yeah, we have seen them just once. Good. Just once. But
in Italy?
Yes, we traveled 8 hours just to see them. But
oh my God. That's
it was
crazy.
Worth it. Yes.
Worth it?
It was worth it. Yes, yes.
State champs. Sure. They put on a really good show.
Yes, they do. I'm so curious to see how they play their new album, Living Proof, because it's maybe one of the best albums of this year.
You think so?
Yes.
Yeah, it's definitely their best work.
Do you listen to the story so far?
Yes.
And I would have to say Proper Dose is my album of the year.
It's your album of the year. Well, yes, it's a good album. There was a lot of hype on it, but I don't know. I still prefer State Champs album.
I didn't like the punk. Like, State Champs had more pop than punk, and I think Story so far had more punk than pop. So it honestly comes down to personal preference and taste on which do you like more pop than punk, if that makes sense.
Yes, maybe it's just
this is the reason why I like most State Champs than the Story so far, because I'm more into pop music than punk music.
Yeah, and that's totally understandable. And I think that State Champs, like their finer things, the finer things. If you compare the finer things, forgot about Around the World and Back, and compared it to Living Proof.
Yes,
I think
it
would
completely
be
different. Yeah.
Yes, totally different. I think Finer Things is more punk than pop, and Living Proof is more pop than punk. And I think that Around the World and Back was honestly a little bit more pop than punk. But it wasn't all the way as to where Living Proof is. But I still do like Living Proof. And I think, like, Mine is Gold, I think that's more of a punk than pop song. I think it's still, they have those features in the album. But, yeah, I agree. They're working their way into more pop, but there's nothing wrong with that.
For this reason, Mine is Gold is the song that I don't like in that album.
Oh, really? Because of the more the more punk, it gets the upbeat.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. It's got kind of an old school flair to it when it goes into the part of like, I won't let you, like that part. It's like it picks up the pace, and it's like a quick, like if you were jumping, it's a quick little jump right there. But yeah, I can see that. Let's see. Okay, so do you guys listen to heavy metal at all?
Yes, I like I like a lot of metalcore bands.
Okay.
I was just seeing today that on my Spotify Premium. That Architects are one of the band I've listened the most this year.
Yeah, Architects are solid right now. They're really, I think they're a little bit more like prominent right now overseas than they are in the USA. But I haven't kept up with if they're touring the USA soon. But if they're not, I think they should plan on it. So with that, one of the questions that I found on here, it was kind of, it's an interesting question, but it's a good one to ask. So it is, why do so many people stereotype heavy metal, rock, and alternative as satanic music? Is there some heavy metal bands, rock bands, or alternative bands that are satanic or have satanic ties? I thought that was a very out there question, but I just wanted to see what you guys had to say.
I don't know. Maybe Cannibal Corpse. I don't know if you know them.
Yes.
Well, I don't know. Their lyrics are quite heavy. I haven't read them, but just sometimes I've heard some of their songs, and there are some really heavy things in their lyrics.
You can also imagine the lyrics listening to the music.
I don't know. Well, other satanic bands.
I would.
I don't really listen this kind of music, so I really don't know.
When I read that question, the first band that I thought of was Bring Me the Horizon.
No, well, I don't know. Maybe in Sempiternal there is something. There are some references.
That's what I thought about. Was that exact? That's the Spirit album. I don't think there's anything on that.
No, that's the Spirit. It's quite. It's really. It's softer pretty, than.
That's the Spirit. That album is pretty soft. Pop album.
But I mean, today I was listening to House of Wolves by Bring.
Yes, I was just thinking about the song when he says that when you die, the only kingdom you see, it's
2 foot wide, and 2 foot deep.
Well, yes, it's quite. If you are not used to it, it's a little
strange,
and
it'll be weird.
You can see it as, I don't know, an heavy metal satanist thing.
Yes.
Yeah, that song's pretty. Like, I think I'm trying to think of some of the lyrics of the songs. Like, I'll bow for your king when he shows himself. Like, that was a total reference to that, to religion and stuff. But I mean, it really, I would say it depends on perspective. But that song was very evident as far as Ollie Sky's person view on religion, if that's honest.
It's just they are just stereotypes, because it's not true. Well, Bring Me the Horizon are maybe not satanist.
Yeah,
Oliver Sykes is the devil.
That's how people think. People associate, and what I try to tell people, they associate that with violence.
By tattoos, it doesn't matter.
They are the same. Kind of things, and in Italy people think this way, so
yeah, it's, if you don't, I mean, yes, music, so I'm gonna use Under Oath for example, because I don't know if you guys know Under Oath or have listened to Under Oath, but they used to be signed to a Christian record label as a heavy metal band. Or, and I'm not sure if it was a Christian record label, but they were a Christian band. Like, they would go up on stage, they would, you know, there was a podcast that I listened to years ago about it, but I mean, they've dropped that title since then because they felt that they were labeled a Christian band. But that just goes to show that if you take away how they're saying the lyrics or singing the lyrics, or if they're yelling them, and you looked at lyrics,
yeah, it's quite strange, it's quite unusual.
Yeah, it's what it all represents. And so that's where people just, I think it is, I personally think it's stereotyped, but if you had to pinpoint it as to why it's stereotyped, take away the satanic part of the question, because I thought that was kind of, I mean, it's a legitimate question, but why are these kinds of music stereotyped?
Well, maybe because they are not understood by people who are not used to this music, because they just see people screaming with no reason, and they don't understand that maybe there's something more, I don't know, there's something deeper than it. And people don't like what they don't understand.
They feel it, basically, it's always the same like story. Negative music, and people are used to positive music like pop or something like that.
So my final question, as far as just the ones that I found on the internet, because I'm just so intrigued by them. Do you feel different emotions when different instruments are being played?
Yes. Yes, surely. For example, I play the guitar in Keep in Touch, but if the instrument that most attract me is drums.
I agree with that. They said it.
Yes, it's second only to the guitar, but because it means, I don't know, it's the most powerful maybe in the band, especially in our genre, also in metalcore, in melodic hardcore, it's the most powerful. There's no doubt about it.
I agree.
For me, definitely the guitar. I've always wanted to learn to play guitar, but I actually can play maybe 4 chords or something like that.
Okay.
I really like the instrument. I grew up with the legend of Billy Joe Armstrong playing and singing, but I can't play the guitar, so I only sing.
I wish I could play something. I literally can't play anything, and I can't even sing, which is why.
Well, it's never too late.
I know. That's what I tell myself. I should start now. I don't play soccer anymore, so I might as well just start now. But yeah. So is there anything else you guys want to bring up about, you know, your band or pop punk or any kind of genre that we've talked about today before we sign?
Well, keep going to shows, keep support local bands and pop punk music if you are really into it, because it's full of valid bands that really should well, they come might out. Come out. Yes, they should reach the success they deserve. So
also in other countries like Italy, France, Germany, there are a lot of bands, pop punk bands, metalcore bands that maybe in USA are not so famous. So the only advice, and it's our hope, is that more American people, American teenagers and something like that can listen to our music and pop punk from Europe in general.
Yes, because if you think about it, the only pop punk European bands that signed to Hopeless and Fearless are Chunk No Captain Chunk and ACTs.
Yeah, that's true.
And just one Italian band some years ago.
A couple of years ago, a metalcore band called Upon This Dawn.
Upon This Dawn.
Okay.
Yes. And,
yeah.
With the Fearless Riders, maybe. Yes.
Don't know if you know them.
Now the singer sings trap. So
okay.
The project didn't go very well.
Oh, no. Well, all right, guys. So you've been listening to a podcast with Keep In Touch, and you guys, I've really enjoyed talking to you guys and answering my strange questions.
Well, it has been a pleasure for us too.
Thank you.
No problem. So maybe I'll bring you guys back on the show in the future. And for anybody listening, hope you enjoyed it.
Definitely.
And
sorry for our pronunciations and grammar.
Maybe with a better English the next
it's
time.
It's okay. Everything works out, I promise. All right, guys. So I'm signing out, and I will see everyone next week. And I'll talk to you guys later.
Hi.
All right. Bye. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.